You may have heard, if you work in radio here in the USA, the expression, do more with less. You know who likes to say that? The boss. This is a way to do more with less. Take a snapshot of radio as we now know it. Your work airs once. Out of the lips, into the microphone, up the tower, out into the ether, and it's gone. Radio's strength is its weakness. It's live. It gets one play. And it's only heard in one place within the contour of your transmitter's pattern, your local radio. Again, strength can be a weakness. The fact that you're local gives you an edge against Sirius, against XM, against non-local media. But the problem is you can only hear it in one place. Inventory is limited. Is it ever? And you know whose fault that is? The consultant. This is a real issue in music radio, a little less so in news talk radio, because news talk radio is already the spoken word, and the commercial doesn't fundamentally interrupt programming the way it does on a music station. But still, you can only put so many spots in an hour. Interesting stuff is missing, and you know whose fault that is? The dang consultant. Stick to the format. Now, there may be some stuff that is interesting to some of your audience, but not enough of them for you to put it on the air. There may be some things you could do for some advertisers that still is not interesting enough to most of your audience that you would dare put it on the air. And there are rules. Listeners, like bankers, think that FM equals music radio and AM equals talk radio. Generations of radio listening habit have deemed this conventional wisdom, and you violate this at your own peril, at least to this point. So what if, instead of the aforementioned landscape, your work could be heard everywhere, anytime? What if commercial inventory was unlimited? You could run as many spots as you want. What if you could do whatever you want? Consultant be damned. No rules. Podcasting is at least a way to make your work count twice. It doesn't just go out of the lips, into the microphone, up the tower, and out into the ether. Or it's a way to fill the hole, do what's missing from the increasingly homogenized menu of audio stuff on AM/FM.